are today's contestants. A bartender from San Francisco, California, Bill Colton. A senior marketing manager from Seattle, Washington, Susan Stolzman. And our returning champion, a political consultant from Woodbridge, Virginia, Karen Farrell, whose three-day cash winnings total $57,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Last day of the year, but don't start celebrating just yet. Stick with us for this half hour. One thing you've discovered about our champion, Karen, is that she's good. So, Susan and Bill, fair warning. Let's go to work in the Jeopardy round, shall we? There's one daily double coming up in one of these categories. First off, where am I? Please tell me. The name of the game. Yes. The Algonquian Word Table will deal with college endowments. It's Charlie. We was robbed. Karen, start.
Name of the game for six.
A dog that gave its name to a Richard Nixon speech. Susan.
What is checkers?
That's a game.
Name of the game for 800.
Overlord or Desert Storm. What is Operation? Back to you, Susan.
Name of the game for 400.
The Rialto or Ponte Vecchio. Susan.
What is a bridge?
Good.
Let's say we was robbed for 200.
$650 million stolen in Iraq was found hidden in the walls of one of this leader's palaces in 2003. Karen.
Is Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Name of the game, 1,000.
A single gem set alone. Susan.
What is a solitaire?
Yeah.
We'll finish the category for 200.
A bit of evidence. Bill.
What is Clue?
You're on the board.
It's Charlie for 800, please.
Jazz great Charlie Parker got this nickname while playing with Jay McShann's band in the early 1940s. Susan.
What is Bird?
Bird, correct.
It's Charlie for 600.
Charlie Kaufman wrote this 2002 film that starred Nicolas Cage as Charlie Kaufman. Bill?
What is Adaptation?
That's right.
It's Charlie for 1,000.
Born in England in 1889, he made the comedy short Making a Living in 1914 in Los Angeles. Karen?
Is Charlie Chaplin?
Yes.
Robbed for 6.
Dunbar, now part of this big armored car company, was hit in 1997 to the tune of almost $19 million. The company got some of it back, though. Bill?
What is Pinkerton's?
No. Karen or Susan? What is Brinks? Back to you, Karen.
Rob for 8.
In 1990, works by Rembrandt and Degas were among the $500 million worth of art stolen from the Gardner Museum in this city. Karen.
That's Boston.
That's right.
Rob for 1,000.
This Belgian city is a world diamond exchange capital and was the site of a $100 million heist in 2003. Bill.
What is Antwerp?
That's the city.
College endowments for 800, please.
With $8.5 billion, it's the best endowed school in the Carolinas. Karen.
That's Duke.
Duke is right.
Endowment for 1,000.
This Pasadena school makes a big bang with its 2.9 billion bucks. And that would be Caltech. Karen?
Let's try a word table for 6.
A famous farms started selling meats and cheeses in Ohio in the 50s. But this tree in its name is a Virginia Algonquian word. Susan.
What is hickory?
Hickory is right, and that adds to your lead. You're at 3,400, and we're taking a break.
Get ready to grab those coats before you ring in the new year. I'm breaking down your midnight forecast hour by hour, plus I'm tracking when we could see our next chance of rain.
Then an end to Baltimore's record-breaking violent year. The extra safety precautions to keep spectators safe for the Inner Harbor Fireworks Show.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Bill Colter is a bartender from San Francisco, California, whose family watches Jeopardy together. But your mom watches it slightly differently.
She's a little overzealous, but in a good way. Hi, Mom.
I hear she considers Jeopardy to be a blood sport.
Yeah, my sister forbids new people to... It forbids us to watch Jeopardy if new people are in the house.
Mom upsets them?
A little bit.
Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, Susan Stolfus is from Seattle, Washington, a marketing manager. Two of your children are fraternal twins, but that caused a little bit of confusion for one of them when they were much younger. What kind of confusion was that?
Yes, when he was much younger, my one son would say that they were eternal twins, and of course that's true as well.
Okay. Karen Farrell, champion from Virginia, collects Clue board games. How many do you have currently?
I think I have 19 right now.
19. And we had a clue about the Clue game. Did you get that?
No, I did not.
Who got that?
It was himself.
He got it down there. And you know why he got it? Because in his home, Jeopardy is a blood sport. That's why. All right, Susan, you take a look at the board right now, and you select our next clue, please.
I'll take It's Charlie for 400, please.
He's the hit-making singer-songwriter-producer seen here. His name is Charlie Puth. Back to you, Susan.
It's Charlie for 200.
This character first appeared in a comic strip called Little Folks. Karen?
Is Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Try word table for 800.
This five-letter word for a very large deer comes from words meaning he strips off bark to eat, that is. Five letters, moose. Karen.
Word table for 1,000.
Maize dishes and their names from Algonquian include hominy and this boiled corn and beans combo. Bill.
What is succotash?
That's it.
College endowments for 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
I'll try a true daily double.
All righty. With more than $27 billion, this California school is the best endowed non-Ivy League private university.
What is Stanford?
Stanford. You're just taking the lead away from Susan.
Where am I for 800?
All right, Jimmy, help him out.
I'm in this South Dakota city, named for the fallen timbers left by a forest fire. Today, the entire city is a National Historic Landmark.
Bill.
What is Deadwood?
Correct.
Same category, 1,000.
Jimmy again.
I'm in this city, near Detroit, at Ford's Rouge Plant, which during World War II employed 120,000 people.
And that would be Dearborn. Go again.
Where am I for 600?
Sarah, this time.
I'm at the Basketball Hall of Fame in this city in Massachusetts, where James Naismith invented the game while teaching phys ed at a YMCA training school in 1891.
Bill.
What is Springfield?
Yes.
Where am I? 400.
Sarah.
I'm at the Dittrich Medical History Center of Case Western Reserve University in this Midwest city that has become one of the world's leading centers for medical treatment and research.
Susan.
What is Minneapolis?
Nope. Bill or Karen? What is the great city of Cleveland? Bill, back to you.
Where am I, 200?
All right, Jimmy will wrap up the category with this clue.
I'm with mail for zip codes 60601 through 60827 at the United States Postal Service's main processing plant for this, the third most populous U.S. city.
Bill.
What is Chicago?
Correct, less than a minute now.
College endowments, 400.
The university system of this state has more than $30 billion. Its A&M system, more than $13 billion. Bill.
What is Texas?
Correct.
College endowments, 200.
At $30 billion, it's number two in the Ivy League. Bill.
What is Yale?
Yale, yeah.
We was robbed, 400.
Thomas Blood and his criminal gang stole these treasures from the Tower of London in 1671, but were quickly caught. Susan.
What are the crown jewels?
Yes.
Algonquin table for 400.
This word for a little animal that may go through your trash comes from a word for he scratches with hands. Karen.
It's a raccoon?
Yep. Now the last clue. This word for an axe comes from Algonquian, although it's associated with the Florida State Seminoles.
Bill.
What is a hatchet?
Nope. Karen.
What's a tomahawk?
Tomahawk. That's the word. Yes, but Bill, in the lead. And Susan, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Susan and Karen are very close to each other in score, but Susan selects first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Battle and hum. Pseudonymous writers. We'll deal with a world of colors. And then this is interesting. A-E-I-O, but no U. Each response will contain all of those vowels, but no U. All right? Next, history. And be careful. Don't drop the ball. Susan, start.
I'll take A-E-I-O, no U for 400.
To question formally, like a cop does to a suspect. Bill.
What is interrogate?
That has no U. You're right.
History 1600.
As prime minister, this man, the younger, emerged in the late 18th century as the leader of the new Tory party. Karen.
Is Pitt?
William Pitt, yes.
History 2000.
Canadians have Tories too, like this prime minister who had a shamrock summit with Reagan. And that was Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. Back to you, Karen.
Let's go to battle for 1200.
Not big fans of Elvis or John Wayne, this rap group urged its audience to fight the power in 1989. Bill.
What is NWA?
No. Susan or Karen? What is Public Enemy?
Oh.
Karen, back to you.
Let's go back to battle for 16.
The White Stripes sang, I'm going to fight them off. One of these couldn't hold me back. Karen.
That's a seven-nation army.
Yeah, brings a smile to your face, too.
Battle for 2000.
In a 1974 Carl Douglas hit, everybody was doing this. Those cats were fast as lightning. Susan.
What is kung fu fighting?
Correct.
Battle and hum for 800.
Simon and Garfunkel sang of this title guy who carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down. Karen.
Who's the boxer?
The boxer, yeah.
Battle for 4.
In 2015, she told us, this is my fight song, take back my life song, prove I'm all right song. Bill.
Who is Sarah Bareilles?
No. Who is Rachel Platten? Karen, back to you.
Let's do writers for 12.
Using the three laws of robotics in his Lucky Star young adult novels should have alerted folks that Paul French was him. Karen.
Who's Isaac Asimov?
Yeah.
Writers for 16.
Lethal White is the fourth Cormoran Strike novel J.K. Rowling has written using this pseudonym. And that pseudonym is Robert Galbraith. Back to you, Karen.
Writers for 2000.
Answer. Daily Bubble.
What's
how much?
2000.
Two. I thought you were about to say, let's make this a true daily double. Scared me for a moment. All right. No. Gabriela Mistral, a pseudonym, encouraged this other Chilean Nobel Prize-winning poet. Also a pseudonym.
Is Marquez?
No. Who is Pablo Neruda? Back to you. Still in the lead.
World of Colors, 1200.
In Mandarin Chinese, Huang Su. Bill.
What is red?
No. Karen or Susan? Pick a color. Pick yellow. Back to you, Karen.
Colors for 16.
In Portuguese, this primary color, vermelho. Karen.
What's red?
Red, yes.
Colors for 2000.
In Japanese, midori. Karen.
What's green?
Green is right.
Let's go with ball for 1200.
A huge potato is lowered to celebrate New Year's in this state capital. Karen.
That's Boise?
Yep.
Ball for 16.
A giant musical note is the feature of this city's Music City note drop. Susan.
What is Nashville?
That's the city.
Drop the ball for 2000.
The Big Apple drops the ball, but in Manhattan, in this Midwest state, the Little Apple, they drop an apple at midnight. And that would be the state of Kansas. Back to you, Susan.
Drop the ball for 800.
On New Year's Eve, New Orleans drops this floral emblem. Bill?
What's a fleur-de-lis?
Yes.
History 1200.
To Tories, Americans opposed to the American Revolution, were also called royalists or these. Just change one letter. Not royalists, but loyalists. Bill, back to you.
A-E-I-O-N-O-U-1600.
These waters are traditionally within 3 miles of a nation's shores. Karen.
It's territorial.
Correct.
A-E-I for 2000.
11-letter word meaning to give something in return. Perhaps your feelings? Karen.
Let's reciprocate.
Yes.
A-E-I for 1200.
This type of pressure is also called atmospheric pressure. Karen.
Let's barometric.
Good.
A-E-I for 800.
This instrument records earthquake vibrations. Karen.
What's a seismograph?
Good.
World of Color 800.
In Romanian, alb. Karen.
What's white?
White is right.
Writers for 800.
François-Marie Arouet used this one name on works like Candide. Bill.
It was Voltaire.
Yes, with less than a minute now.
Worlds of Color 400.
In French, noir. Bill.
What is black?
Good.
History 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
5900.
All right. Here you go. In 2002, as the first woman to chair the Conservative Party, she pushed the Tories away from being the nasty party.
What is... I don't know.
Who is Theresa May?
Theresa May.
Theresa May. All right.
History 400.
Originating in the late 1600s, England's Tories believed in the doctrine called this right of kings. Karen.
That's the divine right?
Yep. And with that, you go to 18,400. You have done what you did yesterday. Turned the match into a runaway. Final Jeopardy still to come, players. Here's what you're dealing with today. Business and innovation. Clue in a moment.
Only Daisy Cottage Cheese will do. Only Daisy Cottage Cheese will do. So creamy and delish. Only Daisy Cottage Cheese.
Get ready to grab those coats before you ring in the new year. I'm breaking down your midnight forecast hour by hour. Plus, I'm tracking when we could see our next chance of rain.
The extra safety precautions to keep spectators safe for the Inner Harbor Fireworks Show.
Tonight at 10.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Interesting subject for our final today, business and innovation. Here's your clue, players. Stuck with 260 tons of unused turkey in late 1953, this company ordered aluminum trays and sold 10 million units of a new item in 1954. 30 seconds. Good luck. Bill, it helps if you read the clue correctly. You read it incorrectly, wrote something down, and changed it. Let's take a look and see. You wrote down first, what are TV dinners? That's what this company created. And the company, Swanson, is correct. So you're probably going to double your score, I bet. No?
No.
No, you remain at 100. Okay. Let's go to Susan. She's smiling and has been smiling for quite some time because she wrote down the correct response. And she wishes she had earned more money going into final because she risked $67.99, taking her up to $13,799. Over to Karen now. Struggled with this one, I think. You came up with what is Butterball. All right. You're going to lose some money, but not much, I fear. $1,600 again. All right, you got $16,800, and now a four-day total of $74,401. And you get to play again tomorrow. We'll see you in the new year, and you as well. Take care. Celebrate tonight, folks.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
It's not too late to start your New Year's resolution to look and feel better. If you're searching for a lower carb way to lose weight, then the Keto 30 Challenge could be perfect for you.
Start your day with a keto meal shake. Eat two low carb meals. Drink a refreshing keto BHB and get moving.
Start your keto journey today with KetoLogic's Keto 30 Challenge.
Ever wonder what goes on behind the scenes at Jeopardy? Go to JBuzz for stories about champions, clue shoots, and me. Get the latest JBuzz at Jeopardy.com.